William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Perfect Lover by Stephanie Lawrence, performed by Simon Preble.
Chapter 1. Late July, 1835, near Glossop Hall by Ashmore, Dorset.
Hell on the devil!
Simon Sinster reined in his bays, his eyes narrowing on the ridge high above Ashmore village. The village proper lay just behind him. He was headed for Glossop Hall, a mile farther along the leafy country lane. At the rear of the village cottages, the land rose steeply. A woman was following the path winding up the berm of what Simon knew to be ancient earthworks. The views from the top reached as far as the Solent, and on clear days, even to the Isle of Wight. It was hardly a surprise to see someone heading up there.
No surprise she hasn't anyone with her, either.
Irritation mounting, he watched the dark-haired, willowy, ineffably graceful figure steadily ascend the rise, a long-legged figure that inevitably drew the eye of any man with blood in his veins. He'd recognised her instantly. Portia Ashford, his sister Amelia's sister-in-law. Portia must be attending the Glossop Hall house party. The hall was the only major house near enough from which to walk. A sense of being imposed upon burgeoned and grew.
Damn!
He'd yielded to the entreaties of his longtime friend James Glossop, and agreed to stop by on his way to Somerset to support James through the trials of the house party. But if Portia was going to be present, he'd have trials enough of his own. She reached the crest of the earthworks and paused, one slender hand rising to hold back the fall of her jet-black hair.